She is the most influential and the most powerful woman in reggae's history right now. Mm-hmm. And she has been for a long time. I remember the first time I met her, I think it was about 88 or 89. Mm-hmm. And at the time, she lived near to Mona. And a lot of times on a Saturday morning, I would go. We had a tour that was coming up that was being planned for the United States. At the time, I was living in Kingston. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday morning, or lots of Saturday mornings, we'd go and she had this big veranda there, and we'd sit down on the veranda and we'd talk and talk and talk. And I would learn so much because at that time I was new to the music and she was very experienced in the music, and I would just sit and listen and learn and absorb and enjoy this wonderful conversation and history class in reggae music. Mm-hmm. So I want to present to you, obviously, no other than Marcia Griffiths, the reggae queen. Now, Marcia was born in Kingston, Jamaica, mm-hmm. and she scored her first major hit in 1967 with Feel Like Jumping, mm-hmm. that charted in Jamaica and Great Britain. She also enjoyed success with Melody Life and Truly before releasing her first album, Marcia at Studio One. In 1969, she first teamed with Bob Andy. Their interpretation of the smash single by Nina Simone, Young, Gifted and Black, became an anthem and a major international hit in 1970. Bob and Marcia hit the charts again with the Pied Piper. But in 1974, the duo parted ways, and Griffiths released her second solo album, Sweet Bitter Love. In 1974, after Peter Tosh and Bonnie Wailer left the Wailers, Marcia became a permanent member of the I3s, alongside, of course, with Rita Marley and Jilly Moore. After making their debut with Marley on the groundbreaking Natty Dread album, they became an integral part of the Wailers until Marley's death in 1981. In 82, Griffiths released Electric Boogie, and of course,
yes, hold on.
I think, the defining record. It was the anthem. It was where you go to any bar, club parties all over the place, and people would be, you know, 10, 20, 30.
Guys, we're going to ask you to stay silent in the background, please. Go ahead.
Moving to the dance moves of the Electric Boogie. And, of course, the song gained a second lease, a new lease on life in 1989 when a DJ in Washington began spinning the record on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Propelled by radio airplay, as well as the growing popularity of the dance that mm-hmm. was inspired by the song, the Electric Slide became a regular feature all over any gathering, any part of the United States that you went.
And Mr. Rodney,
we're going to ask Dave,
we're going to ask you to hold it right there. We have limited time, so what we're going to do, we're going to go just like this. Good morning to the Big Link team. We're live. Linkage.
Oh, what a lovely, precious dream.
The queen of reggae.
Open your heart to what I mean.
The whole world you know. There's a group of boys and girls who are.
And that's a fact.
And that's a fact.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me officially make the announcement. The queen of reggae music, Miss Marcia Griffiths, and friends, not only Marcia, some great friends, special friends. But we're going to ask the friends to stay quiet a bit. Good morning, Marcia. How are you?
I am wonderful and giving thanks.
It's great to have you here, Marcia. It's good to have you on Grooving in the Park 2014. A few weeks ago, we interviewed you right here. We gave you an invitation on the air to join us for Grooving 2014. You're celebrating 50 years as the queen of reggae music, a female amongst men, giant, big men. You were able to survive 50 years in this business. How special is that, Marcia?
Very, very special. And I'm truly thankful that God has preserved me, that I could make it through, you know, all those broken glass. You know, it's a wonderful feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I can, you know, reach this milestone. And I'm truly, truly thankful to God. And, of course, my fans.
Mm-hmm.
Who, you know, what would it be without them?
Wow. 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 You know, Sister Marcia, we came down to Jamaica. The Grooving team came down to Jamaica in January. We were told, yeah. A little birdie in your camp told us that, boy, you will be performing on the Jamaica Jazz Fest. I think your announcement was the first announcement made. And we said, wow, that would be something good for us to have at Grooving in the Park. But we don't know who these friends are. But you have three very special friends this morning on the telephone line. But one of those very, very special friend.
Four.
Very, 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 the first very special friend that we're going to announce this morning. I'm going to ask Mr. Dave Rodney or Anthony Turner if they can tell us who this very special person is. Because this person, I was lucky enough to see this man twice in 2 weeks at Rebel Salute and at the Jamaican Jazz Festival. Dave or Anthony, go ahead.
Yes. Anthony, is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, we're talking about Bob and the Giant in reggae music. Marcia, good morning. It is so great to have you on the show this morning, and the
good
excitement
morning,
and the energy and the
morning,
explosion of you coming into New York. We're waiting, we're looking forward to having you. So that is great news. So, Bob Andy emerged as a solo star in 1966 with a smash hit, I've Got to Go Back Home, a song which became a much-loved anthem for Jamaicans. He served his singing and songwriting apprenticeship with the legendary Paragons, which he founded with Tyrone Evans and Howard Barrett, later joined by John Holt. As one of Studio One's leading lights, Bob Andy worked closely with Jackie Mitu, besides writing songs for himself like Feeling Soul, My Time, Going Home, and The Smash to Experience. Bob contributed hits for many other artists. In 1970, he got international recognition with Marcia when they recorded Young, Gifted and Black, which sold 500,000 units in the UK and Europe. After the duo split in 1974, Bob's single Fire Burning struck a responsive chord with Jamaicans in the new social consciousness era of Michael Manley. 1978 saw the release of Bob's album Lots of Love, which contains the classics Get Us Tears in the Mind and Feel Like Feeling. In the same year, he traveled to Cuba to perform at the 11th World Festival of Youth and Students. Then began a five-year absence from the music scene as he became increasingly involved in acting.
Mm-hmm.
In 1983, he was welcomed back home to the reggae charts with the number one single, Honey. And over the years, Bob has toured. He's given many stunning performances in Jamaica, in Europe, Japan, Canada, and all across the U.S.
And at that note, on that note, Dave, follow my cue. On that note, I'm going to tell the folks why Mr. Bob Andy is so great.
She doesn't want me
New Jersey and Connecticut and the world. For the first time ever, inside Roy Wilkins Park, Queens, New York, the icon, the legendary Mr. Bob Andy. Downbeat, downbeat. Mr. Bob Andy is coming to New York. You said to me, if we could get Bob Andy to come to New York, you want to be a part of this announcement. I know you go way back with Marcia. I know you go way back with Bob Andy. Tell us about this. What this means to the music business, Downbeat?
Well, as you know so well, Bob Andy is a great artist. Probably be maybe the best songwriter in the history of Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the only person that I probably put close to Bob, mm-hmm. I mean, to Bob is maybe Barry Salmon, yeah. You know, right now, I would say. You know,
wow.
But yeah, well, you know what I mean?
Wow.
I mean, because Bob Andy, if you check the history mm-hmm. of Bob Andy, even if I've got to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to go back home it two times.
Twice?
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Same song, it two times.
Mm-hmm.
It in Jamaica, as you know,
mm-hmm.
and it in America also.
Wow. Mr. Bob Andy, are you there, sir?
Yes, greetings to the team and Marcia. Greetings, Empress Marcia and friends. And the team on the radio. Greetings. Happy to be a part of this.
Welcome, Bob Andy. A few weeks ago, we promised to have you on mic check. It didn't work out, but we caught you this morning, huh?
Yes.
Now, Bob, tell us about...
It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure for you to accept the invitation. It's a pleasure for you to be coming to New York on June 29th to perform for the first time in Roy Wilkins Park. We highly, highly, highly appreciate the fact that you're a part of this because, as Don Beat just said, in terms of songwriting, Bob, you are probably... Yeah, man, we're going to put it out there. You are probably the best songwriter ever come out of Jamaica. We make no apologies for that because your songs have touched different chords around the world, different people. So we say welcome to Grooving in the Park, sir.
Thank you very much. And I will accept that. Don't beat.
Anna, Bob.
Yes.
Yes, sir, brethren.
Yeah, man, so...
You've done some praise for the support over the years and it's really recently I start to accept them kind of compliments because it's just something I was doing. Master can tell you. We just do them thing there. I never have noticed so them time I was going. Come, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, definitely.
So after a while you start to hear it so often that you start to say, well, maybe that's true. People keep saying so.
Now sister
so I learned to live with that. Where is John?
Definitely. So, Sister Marcia, before we even get to the other guest, Bob, Sister Marcia, what is it like to have a Bob Andy come into New York to perform with you? You're celebrating 50 years, Marcia. This is very special for you. Bob is one of your very special friends. Tell us about it.
That's going to be a moment in time for me in my life because we have never done this. Never, ever.
This is the first time.
Many performances in New York, I've never had the pleasure of having Bob Andy
mm-hmm.
performing with me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a moment that I'm looking forward to and I'd love the world to witness that moment, you know?
Definitely. He's confirmed the icon, the legendary Bob Andy.
My resistance is getting weaker. I just can't stand the pressure. I can't be any meager. I've got to find me some of the treasure I need. Nothing to be a man, because I was born a man. And I deserve the right to live like any other man.
Wow. Now, Anthony Turner, I don't know if I should ask Sister Marcia to introduce her very, 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 very good friend because when we spoke to Marcia Griffiths a few weeks ago, she told us how the group that backed up the legendary Robert Nesta Marley came together. So let me ask Sister Marcia to tell New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut who is her next special guest. And this one, ladies and gentlemen, is also a part of history for the first time ever. For the first time ever. Sister Marcia
first
Griffiths.
First time ever.
Tell them who your next special guest is. Your next special friend.